Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Oh, this is very timely indeed. I was just cheering earlier on the fact that there are going to be 300 COVID vaccines a day available on the northern beaches, according to Executive Director of the Health Service Vaccine Program, Don Mackey. But the other thing that I thought was worthy of celebration, we now can notch up officially 50,000 doses having been given out up here of the COVID vaccine. 50,000 is a very significant number. I think that might have come as a surprise to some people. It's been going on quietly there in the background at the hospital, at the hub over in Edmonton. So we're making progress. Now, Don's on the line, the Executive Director, Medical Services, the Health Service. Hello, Don.
Hello, John. How are you?
I think it's terrific. Firstly, can we go to that 50,000 figure? I mean, it's just been ticking along quietly there in the background, and suddenly we're up to 50,000. Are you encouraged by that figure?
Yeah, it's actually even better than that. We've ticked over to 55,000. So I think it's a really good number, and it speaks to, the interest that people in the region have in getting vaccinated, and also a huge amount of work by the teams across the board to get that done. It's been a big haul, big logistic exercise, but I'm really encouraged.
Now, before we head out to Smithfield for that new opportunity, let's go back to the hospital originally. Now, there would have been, I presume, queues up down there, the staff did wonders, obviously. I don't know what numbers they were doing at the hospital. Do they compare with what they're doing out at Edmonton now? How many numbers a day?
Yeah, look, we were at some stages we're doing very large, larger numbers through the hospital. But what we're planning is we've got the Edmonton hub, which has taken on about 300 or so a day. We're opening today the Smithfield hub. We're just going to ramp down the activity of the hospital. It was a great place to start, but we got to a place where it was all a bit tight for space and challenging, and not necessarily the most convenient for people. So we're going to ramp the hospital down to just staff and some of the high-risk people getting vaccinated, where they can have that in a hospital setting.
So that's, a couple of dozen a day or something, is it, at the hospital?
Yeah, probably about that sort of order. It kind of varies. I mean, staff, some of it will be new staff coming on. Some of it will be existing staff as we go through. We've done well there, but we've still got some more to go. But yeah, that sort of order. So it's going to be a much smaller operation, and our main focus will be on the two community hubs.
So Edmonton about 300 a day, Smithfield about 300 a day.
Yeah, that's the order. But the thing we've got is there's a couple of things behind that. One is that obviously the constraints are supply of vaccine and also staffing. So at the moment, we're just working more or less week to week with our vaccine supply. People ask about targets. My target is that we get every dose we get given gets into somebody's arm. And Smithfield, we're starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have the option to ramp that up to a daily activity as we get more supply.
Yeah, you don't really know, do you, at this stage? I was interested to hear that both Pfizer and AstraZeneca will be available at Smithfield, but in what quantities, you don't know.
Well, we know what we've got in the way of vaccine in stock, and it's really the Pfizer. It's kind of the constrained one at the moment. But as we get further stock coming through, we can ramp up our capacity.
Yeah. Don, you know from what happened at the hospital, the whole of the Northern Beaches have been waiting for this. They didn't want to travel all the way down to Edmonton. So there's going to be a queue up, isn't there? There's people going to be desperate to get onto the internet and get a booking, so they might have to wait a few days, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, there's a few things. We're not taking walk-ins up at Smithfield, so it is through the booking system.
Yeah.
We've already started reallocating people who've got bookings in the system from the hospital clinic to the Smithfield clinic. We did get some people worried that they were being cancelled, and that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. We're just reallocating those to where we've got the capacity. But yes, it's the same process. You go through the online or call centre. We still have big demand, and apologies if people have to wait, and there may be a delay in getting your vaccination booking through. We've been really careful that we give people a booking for their second vaccination when they get the booking for the first one. We want to be absolutely sure that we're going to be have certainty that we can make have the vaccine available for the second booking. So it's a fairly complicated process, but the team have done a huge job and it's well oiled. But yeah, if people have difficulty getting through, apologies, we're just working on it as hard as we can.
Don, here's the easiest question. Are we on target for that scheduled 80% vaccinated by the end of the year up here in FNQ?
Oh, well, it's not an easy question because it requires seeing into the future. and that's always difficult. Look, that's where I want to get to. Yeah. And I think, you know, the recent community case that we saw this week, which appears to be well contained, and that's really good. But I think that's just a timely reminder that, you know, we've been pretty well protected up here. There's no space for complacency. And I was listening to the chief health officer earlier today at the presser talking about the case that's been in and out of Longreach and Hervey Bay. So, you know, the fact that we're away from Brisbane and away from New South Wales and Victoria still means we need to be careful.
Yeah. Excellent update, Don. Thank you for this.
Very welcome.
There it is. For those people on the northern beaches, we heard about this a month or so ago, and it's happened pretty well right on schedule. The availability of your jab, much closer than what was available before. Don Mackey on the line there. He's the Executive Director of Medical Services of our health service. Now, the time's on 9 to 11. So,